Cancellations. What if our listener has to cancel their trip to Kenya after they've already got their ETA? Is there any chance of getting their money back?
Well, a full refund on an ETA isn't really guaranteed.
Okay.
The website does mention that there's a refund process, but it comes with a pretty hefty fee of at least US$20.
Oh, wow.
And that could actually be even more depending on the currency you used. And they're also very clear that in certain situations, you might not be eligible for a refund at all.
Oh, right.
So it's definitely a good idea to read all the fine print about cancellations before you commit to anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a bummer to lose money on an ETA you don't use, but it's even worse to be hit with those unexpected fees.
Right, exactly.
So read those terms and conditions carefully. While we're on the subject of the less fun legal stuff, let's talk about data protection. People are always a bit nervous about sharing personal information online, especially passport details.
Sure.
What does KenyaVisas.com say about that? What are they doing to keep people's information safe?
They do actually address those concerns. They have a whole section on their website about privacy policy and cookies. They really emphasize that they only collect the information that they absolutely have to in order to process your visa application, and that they don't share that info with anyone who's not authorized to have it.
Okay, that's good. But unauthorized parties, kind of vague, isn't it? What about the technical side of things? Like, how are they actually protecting that data?
They're actually pretty transparent about that, too. They use secure servers and encryption to protect your personal and financial information. And they also mention using really well-known payment processors like PayPal and Stripe, which are all known for their security. So it seems like they're taking data protection pretty seriously.
That's definitely reassuring.
Yeah.
Nobody wants their passport details ending up on the dark web.
Exactly.
But what about those cookies? Are they tracking our every move online?
Well, they do say that they use cookies, which, is pretty standard these days. But they're upfront about the fact that it's mainly to make the website work better for you.
Yeah.
And they give you some control. You can actually change your cookie settings to limit how much they track, or even to get a notification every time a cookie is set.
Okay, so it's all about giving users a choice and being upfront about how their data is used.
Right.
That's always a good sign.